This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You guys are so excited already, and it's early yet. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm sure a lot of you are going to go, not really, maybe. But here's the deal. Okay, so I'm going to go out and about with the people tonight. Because I can't keep up with some of these other news sources. And I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try to keep up with you guys either. But I want to get out there. There's been a lot of voter fraud, if you would, in some varying degrees. In the area that I live in, there's almost 200 and some odd thousand people in the area that I live in. So I'm going to go out and hit some of the parties and what have you. Right now, Fox says that Trump is at 139, Clinton's at 97. Some of the, they're going to project that Trump wins, 9 more states, it looks like. It looks like he's, Florida, he's up a little over 100,000 votes. Mrs. Clinton right now has a flat forehead, and a few of the people in her campaign are bleeding because he's just been slapping them around so much. And I've got to say, let's not get too excited too early. I want Trump to win also. Let's just be clear about it. I do want Trump to win. But, you know, we're still, you know, they're taking exit polls. We've been bit by exit polls in the past. Come on, you know that and I know that, right? So when you look at what's going on out there, you look at what's going on in the States, we've been talking about it on this show. The one thing bad about being a radio host is that you can't sneak away, if you would, from things that you have said in the past. They're up there. I cannot hide from them, right? But, you know, if you're a praying person, if you're one that believes that God can move, pray. Seriously, I'm not joking. Pray that people get out. Where I'm at, in the time zone I'm at, there's still polls are open 2 more hours. My fear is that some people, and you guys need to get on this, all right? You need to get on this and call your friends. I fear that some people are going to go, he has no chance of winning. I'm not coming up. Because mainstream media is screaming a different story. You want to be really careful that people will get locked into thinking he doesn't stand a chance or your candidate doesn't stand a chance. There's some people that will get, you know, I told you that Trump was gonna screw us and we're not going to be able to win. I'm just going to stay home. I'm not going to bother going to stand in line for 2 hours to vote. Don't let them do that. Please don't let them do that. So you guys who say you want to win, you want to be fighters, you want to fight for our republic, for our democracy, please, please, please pick up the phone, call your friends, make sure they're coming out. I've got friends that are out there today working hard, working the polls. Jeannie out of Southern California is up there. I know she's been working the polls. And we've seen things happen. I got a phone call from a guy who said that after he voted, he walked over to put it in the box, and the poll worker said, no, don't put it in the box. I got this. Don't put it in the box. Give it to me. The box is broken. You have to hand it to me, and I'll make sure they get handed in. Think about that. Right? And my message today is if they have such an honest and true message, if they really have the right message for people, if they really are the righteous, why do they have to cheat? I'm so confused. So, like I said, this is the first segment. This is live. Yeah, hello. I'm live right now. And so here's how it works. I've got a pastor from a North Los Angeles church on to speak to my Christian friends, right? You need to get out and vote. And you need to vote. I'm not going to say you need to vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to say you need to vote for the candidate who is against abortion. You need to vote for the candidate that lines up with all of your moral values. And if you're a Christian, you need to vote for the person that lines up with all your with biblical principles. Otherwise, why bother? We will get. God will allow us to have the government that we vote / don't vote for. Do you know what I'm saying? So you need to get off your buns, make some phone calls, and I'm not saying you even have to call for your candidate. I'm saying you need to call people that you fear haven't gone out and voted. Again, we have a good group of people where I'm at. They're out checking out, making sure that people have the opportunity to vote for real. And that's part of what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and make sure that I was able to heat some things up today and get some stuff taken care of. They had voting machines that weren't working. People in California were given, when you give them what's called a provisional ballot, one where you're not on the rolls. We had my own daughter, who we helped register, who we checked 10 days ago, and she was registered to vote at a poll. All of a sudden, she gets to the poll, and they say, we don't have you. She had a vote provisionally. And thank God she got on the phone with my wife, who kept telling, no, you stay there, you vote provisionally, you make things happen. How does that happen? How are you on the rolls one day, you fall off the other? You know, the fellow that we have in Los Angeles County was run out of Oregon. Yeah, he was an election official in Oregon. He was run out of Oregon, and somehow, as is habit in the Democrat Party, right? If you're a creep and a thief in one state, you can always move to another. Look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We've got to protect people. We've got to protect our vote. Not kind of, sort of. Not if you feel like it. You've got to protect your vote. You've got to get out there and make sure your vote counts. And make sure your neighbor's vote counts. You with me? Seriously. Yeah, I am fired. I'm fired up because I'm tired of this. I'm fired up. I'm tired of losing to cheaters. That's really what it boils down to for me. I hope to God none of you are thinking of cheating. I don't believe you are. Okay? But get out there and push it. God bless you. Don't screw up. Get out there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're going to love the next segment. Seriously. And check out Fox. Is there? We're talking 139 to 97. Trump is up on it. I'll catch you later on. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Unless you've been in a coma for the last year and a half, you have your election today. And you know, I've been on a lot of you, especially my Christian brothers and sisters. You know, do not, if you walk up to me and tell me it's God's sovereignty and it doesn't matter who I vote for, I'm going to walk away and probably lose your number. Because it doesn't work that way. We've been talking about that. There's an expectation. You've been given a gift to take care of. But as some of you like to write me too, is I don't have the sheepskin, as we used to say. I don't have the piece of paper. You know, I don't have the experience to be able to tell you what God has in mind. But so I bring on people who do. So, you know, he hasn't been on the show in a while. I want to have him on a lot more. You know, Pastor David Haig is on with me, and pastors with a large church in the Los Angeles County area. And Pastor Haig, again, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks.
You know, first we'll start off with the hard hit, and then we'll go over more of the issues. But, you know, what do you say to your to your flock, to your congregation, people come up to you and say, you know, you shouldn't be talking about politics. We shouldn't even be dealing with it. God's in control. God will take care of it. It doesn't matter who I vote for. What do you, what do you say, lovingly say to one of my brothers and sisters?
Don't buy car insurance. Don't have homeowner's insurance. Don't lock your doors. let your kids play in the middle of the street. Play field hockey in the middle of the freeway. After all, God is sovereign. That's not biblical theology. That is, they're playing with a closed mind and a closed Bible. The fact of the matter is God has always held humans responsible to act in a responsible way. And whether that's eating the right thing, whether it's loving your neighbor, whether it's voting, all these things flow out of God's absolute command when he said, there's two things you got to do. You got to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you need to love your neighbor. Now, if God was just going to take care of your neighbor regardless of how we acted, he wouldn't have us be involved in looking out for their best interests. Titus, the whole book of Titus is written to people on the island of Crete, and Paul is telling him, look, you need to be zealous for good works. Don't just sit back and say, well, God's sovereignty is going to take care of everything.
Yeah, and I hear it more and more, and I go out of my mind, and a couple of weeks ago I wrote a piece based on listening to a couple of pastors who said, it doesn't matter who you vote for. They actually got up and said, and I had some of my listeners send me some little excerpts from their pastors, who said, now, if you're coming at it in a very generic term, saying, look, it doesn't matter who you vote for, God's still on the throne and that kind of thing, I could almost buy that. But when you come up and say, it doesn't matter who you vote for because God can fix anything, well, why do we have to keep handing him broken stuff? Why do we have to keep going to God and going, okay, look, I screwed it up again. Can you help me fix it? Shouldn't we be looking at the character, at the belief system of the people we're putting a check next to their names?
Absolutely. You might not even like how I understand that. I do think pastors are known, and I'm one of them. I'm a pastor, let's be honest, in full disclosure. I think, though, that we are known for saying things that we think cover the bases but are really shallow. To say it doesn't matter who you vote for could be understood in the right way. If you live in California, where I live, unless you vote Democratic, guess what? It didn't matter. And we haven't gone Republican for, 150 years or so. So in some ways, that didn't matter. But what they usually are saying, I think, by your quote, is that, you know, do whatever you want or not do it, but God's sovereign and his will be worked out anyway. That's true, but that has to do with the culmination of history, that God is working all things, even working through human disobedience, believe it or not, the opposition of his enemies, the disobedience of his own people. Somehow God sovereignly works through that to bring about his glory. But to say it doesn't matter who you vote for is the same as saying it doesn't matter what you eat. Go ahead. Eat all the sugar you want. It doesn't matter what you put in your veins. It doesn't matter with your exercise. Your health doesn't matter because God knows when you're going to die. Nobody would live that way because God asks us to be responsible. And I think we should be politically responsible as a means of loving our neighbors.
You know, I see all this stuff, and when people do that, I always say, okay, so smoke. Why stop smoking? If God wants you to have cancer, give it to you. If he doesn't want you to have cancer, he won't give it. It doesn't matter, right?
That's fatalism. That actually takes God completely out of it.
Yeah, it's craziness. And I look at all this stuff. You've known me for a while, and I look at all this stuff as a gift from God. You know, my wife is a gift from God. Why would I mistreat her? My kids are a gift from God. I'm going to do the best I can with them. And I see the government the same way. He's given us the ability. He's given us a government where we can elect the right people. You know, in Proverbs, there's a proverb that says...
Hold it, Joe. Yeah. Joe, hold it.
Uh-oh.
I think you're still a guy who thinks the system works. You still think we can elect the right people. And I think that's true on the local level, because I can get to know the guys I want to vote for, the ladies I want to be in office. I can read the ballot measures. But I'm telling you, and maybe I'm the only one in America who thinks this, I think the national presidential election has been so manipulated, has been so boxed in by the shadowy powers behind, and no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I don't think you can elect the right people anymore. I don't think right people are going to enter into the kind of shenanigans you have to enter into in order to gain the nomination from one of the major parties. Now, I hate to say that because I've been a lifelong Republican. and I'm a Reagan guy, and I appreciate morality and character, even though I know Ronald Reagan didn't always have the morality and character that I would have wanted when I voted for him for president. He did. So I'm saying your first statement, you know, God has given us the opportunity to elect the right people. I think he did, and then we have allowed it to become so manipulated that at times I think voting maybe is a participating in a rigged system, and I don't mean rigged, by the way.
No, I know you don't.
We did it ourselves.
No, but I look at that stuff. Look, you know, and I share this with people on the air all the time. I'm an elected official. I sit on one of the larger school systems in California, and my pain always is, look, I had people of good character elect me to be one of the good characters on the school board, and I never see them again. After they cast their vote, I can't even count on them for help. I can't do it alone. I'm willing to fight it, but I'm not willing to fight alone. I wonder if some of our other brothers and sisters, when they get into politics and they start moving up the ladder, if they don't feel the same way, too. I can't hold things. Well, it sounds like a defeatist attitude, and it's not. But I can't hold things to God's word when I don't get any support, when I'm one of five, when the only people out there that are supporting the other side of the issue and not what I would perceive to be the right side of the issue. They need to support us.
I agree. I think right now as a pastor, I'm beginning to realize that the church is the only thing that I can really have any control in, and that's the local church. I need to bring the Bible to bear on people's lives, and I need to train their consciences so that when they enter into other realms, the work realm, the family realm, the political realm, that their discernment is right on. Because what I see happening in America, and I think, you know, maybe tonight or certainly tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, we're going to wake up to find out that a vast majority of people in America have voted for either a woman or a man that none of us would hire. That none of us wanted our sons to grow up to be like, or our daughters to marry,
yeah.
Or vice versa. And we're gonna look at ourselves in the mirror, and we're gonna say, how in the world have we so lost our way that these are the two best candidates we come up with?
Well, we gotta go for a quick break. When I come back, I do want to talk about how we've turned away from God in this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Pastor David Haig joins me. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can actually hop on the website and find stations, the times, the places it'll play, and that kind of thing. Also, our classic podcasts are up there as well. But you know what? Get informed. That's what this is all about, getting some information. I don't always have to agree with you. You don't always have to agree with me. At least tune in to find out what we think and how we approach things. You know, I've got Pastor David Hague on the line with me, and before we actually went on the air here, we were talking about some of the thought processes behind, you know, Obamacare or what's called the Affordable Care Act and that kind of thing, and the misconceptions of what some groups have, what different groups or different pockets of groups have towards Republicans, towards conservatives, towards Christians as a whole. And I do my best. I don't know about the rest of you, but I can only talk about me. I try to do my best to make sure people understand that as a quote-unquote conservative Christian, I don't hate anybody. And it's not just because the Word tells me not to hate anybody. I just don't hate anybody. I realize people do a lot of things out of ignorance. They do a lot of things out of misinformation. And if you haven't reached out and you haven't talked to anybody, you haven't reached out to those people, then it's not their fault. It's your fault. And that's my word. Anyway, Pastor David Hague, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. You know, great to be here.
So, you know, we have turned, there's a saying in this country, God bless America. And everybody gets all, you know, they stand up, they get all righteous about it, they get all feel good about it. I'm gonna print up a bunch of shirts that say, America, bless God. It's about time for once, maybe instead of us always asking him to do something for us, wouldn't it be great to go, you know, God, I don't want anything. I just want to love on you right now. I just want to thank you for the breath that I got this morning to take another shot to show your love to somebody. We've lost that in this country, have we not?
Hey, Joe, I want about 12 of those T-shirts. Go put them up and charge me for them. I'll do it. Yeah, it always bothers me just a little bit as a man who believes that not only is God up there, but he is real. He has given us his word. He's been true to his word, and he has called us to love him in Jesus, and when we do, we find a life that's worth living, even though it may involve suffering. And so your idea of, you know, God bless America, I think when people say that, what they're saying is, Lord, would you please turn America into the country I want it to be? And in essence, when we say God bless America, we ought to be saying, Lord, turn us into the country that you can bless. Because blessing means that he looks on us with favor, and he looks on us with favor because we have been obedient. Because just in the same way that a father looks at a son, you know, I have a son, he's 28, he's a firefighter, he's a great young man, but he has some struggles growing up like every young man does. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my blessing on him came in the form of discipline because I didn't want him to grow up to be a person that nobody wanted around. He didn't understand that. And sometimes he didn't like the ways that I was parenting him. But ultimately, he turned into a godly young man, a man who's serving his country as a firefighter, who's a good husband, going to be a great dad. Why? Because ultimately he came to understand that the blessings my father gives me are for my good. And some of them are meant to change me so that I can actually see that what he's doing for me is a blessing. We need America to say, God, change us into the nation that you can truly bless.
Well, you know, and now I'm going to hit you at home, so to speak. Okay, churches, churches as a whole. You know, I listen to pastors. I realize some things are theological differences, and I kind of, you know, that those are what they are. But when I, you know, when you have pastors that will not talk about social, quote unquote, social issues, and we'll get to the health thing in a minute. But you know, I'm hearing more and more from youth pastors that they have a lot of young people that are very confused about their sexuality, and I'm thinking to myself, and they don't know what to do about it, or they're having a hard time with it. I'm thinking, how are you having a hard time with it? How are you telling me that you're a man of God, you're a pastor, you've got a congregation, and you don't know how to talk to them about some of the social issues, which include, you know, same-sex marriage, homosexuality, and those kind of things? You don't know how to deal with it?
Well, at our church, and, you know, we're down here in L.A. County, right in the middle of it all, and we've actually put together a social values statement that is a companion piece to our statement of faith. Our statement of faith lays out the basic Christian doctrines that we teach, that we defend, and that we base from Scripture. The social values does the same thing. We talk about creation. How did God create man and woman? We talk about sexuality. We talk about gender. We talk about life. We talk about marriage. We talk about creation care. What's our environmental responsibility before God as those who are to rule over his creation? So we actually have that. It's backed up by Scripture. We teach through it. I'm going to preach through it in May here in our congregation. But I'll tell you the other side of the coin, and that is that there is incredible pressure against preachers making those kinds of value statements. Some people even say if I get up and preach about homosexuality, that it's an aberrant lifestyle condemned by Scripture, but that it's not outside the reach of the grace of Jesus Christ to forgive and transform. If I preach on that, there are a number of people who are going to say that's hate speech. And if I talk against gay marriage or I refuse to, perform a marriage for a gay couple or refuse to allow someone to be a member of our church who's transgender, all of which we do, that is, they can't be members, I don't do their weddings, we do preach against it, we do it with love. But that whole idea in our society is now seen as, oh man, you're prejudiced, you're homophobic, you're mean. It's been overblown to the place where some are very tentative to put themselves in the line of fire. And I understand why. Because I've been in the line of fire and in the line of fire. And sometimes it's not as easy to be gracious to those who are attacking us without really understanding us.
Yeah, you know what, and that is probably, thick-skinned Joe here. The thing that bothers me the most is when somebody attacks me, A, without talking to me first, or even knowing where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? They just assume that you're something because you make a statement. I don't believe in same-sex marriage. It doesn't mean I hate those two people. It's not the way I work. But very few people have written nasties about me will ask me that. That's the only time I'm bothered. I don't know why, but it's really the only time I'm bothered because I should just blow off their ignorance and not even give it a second thought.
Well, I see our country as being fueled by outrage, and it's becoming more and more divisive. This latest campaign has demonstrated that. And there are some who are just outraged, and that's their only response to conflict or difference. Tolerance no longer exists.
No.
What tolerance now means is acceptance. And if you don't accept me, then I'm outraged, and I'm going to say whatever I want to say against you. Unless you're one of the protected minorities. And I would tell your listeners and you that I think right now in America, the only minority that it is okay to lambast, to slander, to hate are biblical Christians.
Yep. I agree with you, and I do stories on it every single night. I do stories on different areas where Bibles aren't allowed, people aren't allowed to talk about God, talk about their faith, even asked to hide their cross and or crucifix underneath their shirts when they're at certain events and what have you. I'm thinking to myself, this is nuts. What happened to freedom of church, freedom of expression? If I wanted to put nasty words on the back of my butt, on my pants, they couldn't make me take them off on a school ground somewhere, but if I have a cross hanging out of my shirt, that could offend somebody. We've lost our minds.
I gotta tell you, I read the Democratic platform word for word and the Republican, and I got to the Democratic platform's part on religious liberty, where they're going to fight for it, for every individual's freedom to worship in Iraq, in Iran, in Afghanistan. But not very anything about America. It was rather telling.
It's always amazing to me that the direction that we... When you're lining up two groups, and we haven't got a whole bunch of time for this segment on this one, but I always tell people, look, forget that you're part of, especially if you're a Christian, forget that you're part of a party. Let's get that out of the way first, all right? I'll even say, forget you're in the United States for a moment. You're voting for your leader. Now, if you're okay with somebody who's good with partial birth abortion, who's good with same-sex marriage, you know, who's good with stifling your freedom of religion, your freedom to worship, if you would, then you know the group you can vote for, the person you can vote for. If you want to go to the other side and lay those things out, then you know who to vote. This has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. You agree with that? For Christian?
I'm probably in a little different situation. I've wondered all along whether or not participating and voting for either of the big two candidates really aligns with my personal conscience with regard to character. So I am one of those guys who does not believe that Christians must vote. That puts me in a huge minority. There's only two of us in America, and I don't know who the other guy is. But the Bible doesn't ever say we have to vote. The Bible says we need to be subject to our government, and the word means we need to obey the laws, but it's not against the law not to vote. And so I can come up with a scenario where an election could put two choices before me, both of which cause my conscience to be offended by having to vote for them. So I think one of the options is not to vote for a particular office.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. Got to pay the bills, bud. Joe Massini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're going to love the rest of this conversation. We'll be right back.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Manna Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Manna Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Manna difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. And I want to get right back to my guest because I really enjoy when he's on and we can get right down into the meat. Truly what Christians are about and where they are with politics. And we're going to talk a little bit about health care as well. Pastor David Haig joins me as he does from time to time. Pastor, again, thanks for your time today.
Oh, you, my pleasure.
All right, so you want to finish up your thought about where we stand politically?
I just think that there have been a lot of evangelical leaders, Christian leaders, who have said Christians must vote. It's your duty. You're obligated. If you don't, you're not being a good Christian. I just want to, you know, let your readers, your listeners know that while I might agree that there is value in voting, which I do, and you should be informed, I do think that biblically, Romans 13:1 and Titus 3:1 are the only two places where it tells us we have to be submissive to the authorities. The word there means to obey the law. But where the law does not mandate something, we are not obligated to do it. the law does not mandate that we don't drink sugary colas, so we're free to do it, even if it's, the law of America does not mand that we vote. So we cannot make the statement that Christians must vote, because I could come up with a scenario. Let's say that the ballot measure was, is the government going to take away your children at 2 years old or 5 years old? And both of those choices would be abhorrent to the Christian conscience and our understanding of children and family.
Right.
So at that point, to vote either one of those would go against what I would think would be clear biblical teaching. So whether or not this election we're involved in right now fits that scenario is up for each person to choose. But I would say adamantly that there is no biblical obligation for American Christian citizens to vote. Given that, not voting is at least a viable option to exercise if that's what is going to keep your conscience the most clear in this instance.
Well, again, you're the scholar, I'm not. So when you get to there's a psalm that says, you know, when a godly man rules, the people are at peace or the people rejoice. When a wicked man rules, the people are groaning. And my joke on the radio is there's a lot of groaning people today. So I always come back to, if Christians aren't voting, if Christians aren't choosing their leaders or voting for their leaders, heathens aren't going to vote for godly men. How do we get a godly leader then?
Well, I think fundamentally a no vote or a vote for a third party candidate or any of those the write-in guys who are, you know, registered to be written in, a vote for them in some ways, if enough people did it, would show the political parties, wait a minute, America wants to go a different direction. I mean, honestly, the psalm you just quoted, we don't have a righteous person running for president, in my estimation. And so fundamentally, we've got to ask ourselves, we either continue to trust the process that has given us pretty crummy candidates for a while now, or we figure out some way to redo the process.
But I want to interrupt you for a second. But isn't that because, you know, this is the warrior in me coming out now. Isn't that because we won't step up? You know me on the school board level. There's a lot of fights and little battles I have that people don't even know about. And when I reach out to my Christian brothers and sisters to run for office and I'm willing to help them, they don't want to go through the battle. We need more Christian warriors, and I don't mean that in a fighting in your face way. You know what I mean by that? To step up and take their rightful places in positions of authority, don't we?
But it's not just locally.
Right.
I mean, I
agree.
It's even more prevalent at the national level. Why don't we have really good men and women of character and substance running for president? Because they don't want to get chopped up.
Oh, gosh.
And also, I think, and I wrote a column on this, you have to do so many bad things to get into a position to do good things that really good people don't do it.
Can you imagine if Jesus said, hey, I'll do this as long as I don't have to take any pain over it?
Well, not only pain,
you know,
but as long as I don't have to do anything that violates my conscience. I think what we have here, Joe, is that there are some people who still think the situation, the process of elections can give us a good result. I liken it to somebody who's still trying to roast marshmallows over a fire that went out years ago. We're still trusting a system. And you say, you know, let's get all the Christians to run or vote. The fact of the matter is we are a minority.
Yeah.
Even amongst those who claim to follow Jesus, those who have the values, the social issue values that you and I have, we're in a great minority.
Yep.
And so to think that in a democracy where majority rules, you're ever going to have the minority somehow, regardless of how warrior-like they are, win the day, I think we've got to find a different way. And it's got to be, I think, at the local level, through the church, through our lives, through the gospel, and not through legislation.
I agree. Well, it's one of my favorite things on the show is you can't legislate morality. It doesn't work. It never has. You know, what did God do? He went from 10 down to 2. Christ said, look, you can't do those other. Do these two. This will work for you. So let's get to the issue of health care. It's really funny because you and I were talking about that before we actually went on the air here. And I agree with you in more ways than you can imagine. You know, I tell people all the time, they look at us as Republicans. They look at conservatives, and because we go right for the money issue, they think we don't care about people. And I think for me, it's more of, look, instead of looking to the government to totally take it over and totally deal with it, I think you need to have people sit down, sane people from both sides or all three sides of the aisle or whatever there is, and come up with a real way to cover the needs of people. And not just put it all on the taxpayer, if you would.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I use this in marriage counseling. I say it can never be husband versus wife. It's got to be husband and wife versus the problem. But here's the thing. Husbands and wives don't have to run for re-election. You know as well as I do that money talks, and there are people who have certain ideas about what should be right and wrong, and they're the ones who finance campaigns. And so for a Republican to sit down with a Democrat and actually come up with a mutually agreed upon health care plan, you know as well as I do that the architects of the current plan would fight that tooth and nail because, well, because their name's on it. So I love your perspective. If Republicans and Democrats would actually sit down and say what's best for the country, not necessarily going to get us reelected, I think we could solve some problems. But you know as well as I do that politics is all about gaining and keeping power. And if what I'm about to do is going to lose me a block of votes or a block of support, chances are I'm not going to do it.
But, you know, there's an issue of sufficiency here. And I say that if I'm wrong, you can call me out. And I tell people when you go into the booth, especially my Christian friends, and you're holding a government check in one hand and a ballot in the other, and you know that if you vote a certain way, you're going to lose a portion of that check, and that petrifies you. I think that's the wrong way to look at things. Either God's your sufficiency or the government's your sufficiency. And I think you really need to start thinking about, you know, what are you going to step out on? What are you going to believe God for? What are you believing God for when it comes to your family and things around you?
Nowhere is that more evident than in what we call the areas where the church is persecuted. This last weekend was the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. 2015, more people died for their faith than in any recent year of memory. And 2016 is on par to be even worse. And so what we're seeing is in Eritrea, North Korea, Colombia, Ethiopia, China, India, where I just was for 3 weeks, you know what? Those people are not going to the government and asking and thinking that in any way the government is going to make their lives what they need it to be. In some ways, when the government isn't for you, it reminds you that your greatest identity is in Christ. Here in the West, especially in the United States of America, our churches have become so complacent, so comfortable, that now someone's, you know, the government's moving our cheese a little bit, and we're going, hey, wait a minute, government, put back our values, put back our morals. What we need to do is realize, wait a minute, when things get darkest, that's when the light of the truth of the gospel through the church needs to shine the brightest. The church needs to rise up, not necessarily politically only, but we need to rise up with good character, good works, and good gospel.
I agree. I know. I think you're right on. You know, Tim Kaine came out a few weeks ago, and again, not party. I want you to focus on the person. So Tim Kaine came out in a speech a few weeks ago, and he said that his Catholic friends, his Catholic brothers, and the Christian community as a whole needed to change their mindset towards, you know, same-sex marriage and abortion, those kinds. They needed to come into the 21st century. And if they didn't, that the government would make laws to force them to change their mindset. That should send a chill up the spine. I think it should send a chill up the spine of any practicing Christian in this country.
Hillary said the same thing a few months before, that we Christians needed to change our doctrine to bring it in line with culture.
Sure, let me change God's word. Let me tell him he's wrong.
Well, that's the point. And I think the fact, so there's two things we learn about that. Number one, we have to do something. Number two, we have to do the right something the right way. And so I would suggest that the best way to do that is to, at a grassroots level, to prove to our neighbors, our friends, the people in our sphere of influence, that living according to the Bible produces the best kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that if I'm talking to somebody and I say, you know, you really ought to consider the attributes of God and the provision of Jesus Christ and the truth of the Bible as the foundation of your life and give your life to Him, I think when they look at me, they go, okay, wait a minute, if I accept your Jesus, I'm going to get your life. So my life, I better lead with my life. I better love my wife. I better be a good parent. I better be a good citizen. I better be a great neighbor. I better be a tremendous employee, a hard worker, a man of integrity, a man of compassion. And my great fear is that we're going to think that, well, what we have to do is create laws that protect us. And maybe so. But what we really need to do is live out the light of Christ in our lives the way we're supposed to and win the grassroots movement.
Yep. I totally agree. Okay, I'll give you about 10 seconds.
you know,
oh boy.
To do a fit. I know. You know what? I listen to you and I forget to look at the clock. But, you know, tell us, just give us your closing message here real quick.
Whatever you do, do everything with the idea that Jesus Christ is watching.
I can't add anything to that. That was great. Thank you, Pastor Haig. I appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more insight for you after the break. We'll be right back. You'll see to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network.